You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Recent reports show there has been a distressing decline in press freedom globally. The 3rd of May marks World Press Freedom Day, a day urging the recognition of the international right for freedom of expression in the media and the public's right to knowledge. This year, World Press Freedom Day focuses on the freedom of information as a human right, protection from censorship and surveillance overreach, and ensuring safety for journalism both on and offline. For more information about the significance of the day, Vatican Radio's Georgia Gogarty spoke to Andy Smith, a member of the National Executive Committee of the National Union of Journalists for the UK and Ireland.
World Press Freedom Day is an opportunity to mark the importance once a year of the freedom of the press, that if we go back 25 years to the Windhoek Declaration, which was initially about press freedom in Africa back then, and now the importance for open democratic government of a free media and the fact that things are not improving. Things, if anything, seem to be getting worse.
So what are still the issues that are facing journalists internationally, and what kind of things are your organisation doing to meet those needs?
The single most important issue has to be safety of journalists. The International Federation of Journalists think that something like 26 media staff and journalists have been killed so far in 2016. And along with that is the appalling rate of conviction in some countries of those responsible for those. There appears to be a widespread culture of impunity in some jurisdictions, with the authorities failing to prosecute those responsible for those killings. It obviously goes without saying, I would hope, that a healthy, open democracy depends on a flow of information, that without public access to information, you can't have an open democratic government, and that access to information depends on a free media that has a plurality of independent voices that allows us to communicate information without being manipulated by the state, by big business, by organised crime. That's the most important issue that we would be raising today.
And what kind of role is press freedom playing in ensuring peace in countries facing conflict at the moment?
Conflict environments are obviously often the most dangerous for members of the NUJ and for other international journalist unions. We are having, always, there are problems with safety, but I would say that very often the greater threat is in fact not to journalists in conflict zones, but to journalists in countries where the rule of law simply does not protect them. That obviously in areas like the Middle East, we continue to have problems, that countries that we would hope to be aspiring to an open and free media are still cracking down. If we look at Turkey, where there's a continued media crackdown of both local and international journalists being harassed and detained. No definition of press freedom that I would recognise would include an ability to jail a journalist for criticising a country's president. Elsewhere, we have other problems. South America, somewhere like, say, Honduras, there have been over 20 killings in the last 2 years, I think, with almost complete impunity for those held responsible for those murders. And obviously, we've got the ongoing demonstrations, for instance, in Egypt, where journalists continue to be harassed and detained, which we just don't believe is acceptable in a modern democracy.
Reports are showing that there's a huge global decline in press freedom. What do you think are the key solutions to counteract this? Where do you want to see the future of journalism going?
As well as impunity, which I've already mentioned, I think particularly in Europe, but not only in Europe, one of the biggest new threats has to be the increase in surveillance, that as journalists, we depend on sources willing to come forward with information to highlight corruption and malpractice. And if those sources don't feel able to come to us with that information, then that obviously has a massive impact on our ability to highlight those issues and to raise public awareness of them.
Absolutely. And what do you think the key solutions are, though, to stop this declining press freedom? What do you think those are specifically?
It's a huge issue, and obviously solutions will vary across the world. Last week, I think, the Council of Europe published a set of guidelines for protection of journalists, and we'd certainly be encouraging all European governments to look at their national legislation and compare it to that Council of Europe guideline to see how they are falling short. I think the solution is going to be different in every country where there are issues, But I think if we can start by engaging with governments and authorities to demonstrate their commitment to press freedom by re-examining what they do and where they're falling short.
And after World Press Freedom Day 2016, what do you hope the impact will be? Do you think there will be a big impact?
It is very difficult to know. It is not our usual practice to highlight ourselves. Journalists are notoriously reticent to cover the stories covering journalism, but I believe days like this are an important opportunity to raise the importance of the jobs we do and the role that we have in a wider society. I think we have to get that message out as widely as we can, that, as you say, if things are getting worse, we need to identify why this is happening and do all we can to work with national governments to get them to support their words with actions that many, many places around the world profess to having a free press. But the practice on the ground is very different because journalists aren't free simply to get on with doing their jobs.
That was Georgia Gogarty speaking with Andy Smith, a member of the National Executive Committee of the National Union of Journalists for UK and Ireland.